Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Nice. Nice. It's always great to see you guys. And yeah, it's always great to know the fans are listening.
Yeah. And watching now.
And watching. Oh my gosh. So that's official. We are officially out there.
Yeah, it's a video pod. The great experiment worked last week.
Who can see this? Do you have to pay a certain tier to see this?
No.
You just go on YouTube and you watch it for free?
That won't last long. That won't last long if I have anything to say.
This might not be behind the paywall. I know, because here's the thing. I was like, great, yeah, YouTube ad supported. And then I went to YouTube and they were like, do you want to do ads? Yeah. Great. Submit and we'll tell you, we'll determine your eligibility. Mm. Well, that wasn't part of the plan.
Wait, we have to submit the ads?
No, we have to submit like our station. And then they're like, but we almost meet the requirements. But in the meantime, the videos are taking away from our pod metrics.
Perfect. Oh, good.
That's great that we're cutting. The free thing is cutting into the thing we make money on.
Yes.
Putting ourselves out of business.
Nice. Well, let's throw this behind the paywall then.
Yeah, we might. We might.
We should. We will. Yeah. If you little fuckers keep going and not listen, you have to watch the YouTube and also play the pod at the same time.
Yeah. That's the you have to listen to it first and then you're allowed to watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
A new development with the video for me is that my parents traditionally didn't listen to the podcast. They're not podcast people, but on their phone, because they've watched like Sloppy Boys music videos in the past, their phone gave them like YouTube, a notification. Hey, watch the Ramos Fizz starring your little son. So, so my parents, or they watched that. They love that they've been watching. So they're watching now, which means I got to sort of be aware. I got to clean up some of the F's, you know,
clean up your act,
the F's, the S's.
I can't be dropping S's. I can't be any of that stuff can't be happening because I got.
And don't pop your P's.
Yeah. My parents are both audio engineers, so that doesn't.
Everyone can see that we all have our pee poppers.
Well, I haven't seen you guys since the Super Bowl. Well, Tim, I saw you since the Super Bowl.
Did you? Who did you? Jeff, let me ask you this.
Uh huh.
Who was in that game?
Usher.
who what football teams played? Sure,
the 49ers and the Chiefs.
Yeah, baby. I watched it. And I know, but sometimes we've had fun with that in the past, and now it's not fun anymore because you know it.
I got a lot of flack for not knowing the Chiefs were good. A lot of friends from home texting me said, you didn't even know the Chiefs were good?
You think that Taylor would be dating a loser? You guys got two rings leading into this one.
Yeah,
he's also, isn't she like 6 feet tall and he's like 2 feet taller than her? How tall is this guy?
He's 8 feet. Yeah.
Whew. I did think it was funny at the end when he was like, Viva Las Vegas. He was like doing weird hammy shtick and they cut to her and she was sort of like not reacting.
She's like, oh no, the world is learning what a bozo this guy is. Yeah. When he was like, you got to fight for your right to party. It was tacky. Yeah, I like him as the strong, silent type. Although, very good SNL host. Did you guys watch that episode?
Gary Cooper. No.
There's a really funny sketch where he
did he host
like
he
last
hosted,
year, right?
He hosted last year.
Yeah.
And there's a sketch where it takes place at the American Girl Cafe. And Travis Kelce is playing a guy who's there by himself who brought a couple of his dolls. And he's like eating lunch and he's just really into American Girl.
That's cool.
And it was sort of that classic good use of a jock, you know, like just mm-hmm. like put him up mm-hmm. there. And he's playing against type. And yeah, usually those are, that just feels like old timey comedy. But this one had jokes, man.
This one, well, I think he wrote those.
Yeah.
Kelce came in and said, I want to write some of these jokes.
Well, like The Rock won't do jokes like that. You know, I feel like he's a good sport to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what was funny about thinking about those two and their relationship is, you know, there were like, people were saying like after the Super Bowl, are they going to like, is he going to propose to her on the field or whatever? And those two have been going out for not long, and I would imagine they don't see each other at all because he's been playing football and she's been on a tour.
Now they're probably getting too much of each other, but that proposal theory I thought was strange. So many people were saying that. I'm like, you know, like she's self-aware enough to not let him do that.
and like how many cherries on top do we need?
Right.
There's already like she announced the album and she did the Japan show and she did fly in. She did make it to the game. Now it's oh, he's going to propose. Like how many is that the prestige, the big ender that y'all wanted?
But that's the thing. Like, I think they haven't even, I think they don't even really know each other yet. And I hope they take some time to get to know each other.
I mean, truly, they met under wacky circumstances and they had just this kooky year. They're probably like sitting together on his house right now being like, oh my god.
Wait, you chew like that? Oh no.
How do you chew? Like this.
It's like the last shot quietly? Of The Graduate.
Yeah,
you know the end of The Graduate.
Yeah, when they're on the bus.
When they're on the bus like miserable, like not miserable, just like,
oh, I love that.
What do we do now?
Yeah. Well, I wish them all the best. It was nice to see them together hugging each other. You like to see two tall, popular people hugging each other.
Mm.
I do. I always have.
That's a good hug.
Yeah, it's a weird thing with
popular
me.
Popular people hugging each other.
I like to see
like
that.
Just two NBA players hugging each other.
Yep.
You don't see that enough.
No, well, you do if somebody does a good job and the other one's like, this is great. Come here. Give me a hug.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, did we get into a little booze news?
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Mom's Paschetti. And that piano is just like. Palms are sweaty. Yeah, Mom's Spaghetti word.
It took me a while to see Clueless. Martha
Majors.
That's Kim, baby. That's supposed to be Kim.
Palms sweaty, Mom's Spaghetti.
Well,
Martha Majors up for the award.
Damn, like even a guy like me could be that.
Booze Yourself was sent to us by our boy Dan Padley. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to befriend Dan Padley,
mm-hmm. and you should,
that's
you,
a good one.
You subscribe to our Patreon, you can hear our 8 Mile episode and stuff like that. You join the Discord because mm-hmm. you'll have access. And then Dan Padley will teach you jazz guitar and any fret you want to see him play, he'll finger the fret.
You got to get on Discord. You got to get Dan Padley. He's like one of the, he's like a valuable Pokemon. You got to get him.
He's good.
Lock him down. Padley.
Padley's the manly. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. And it's always funny to hear those little things taken out of context. And what was the thing Jeff says? Like, I saw Clueless late or something like that.
And then I said, so that's just pretty Murphy.
That's good. Very good.
Yeah, I guess you were a late bloomer in the world of seeing Clueless.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. The top story in booze news today is.
This is nice going right into the top story. This is great.
If it bleeds, it leads. fucking. This is one of these stunty type things that, you know, Calpe tends to try to avoid.
Ooh.
Except I thought it fit with the drink of the day. And let's be honest, the drink of the day fits with the shirt that I'm wearing, and I did that on purpose because we're on a video pod.
I assume so.
Yes.
And here is this story, which a lot of slopheads sent to me. Truly hard seltzer. You guys familiar?
Mm-hmm. I've heard.
They have a new flavor. Hot wing sauce.
Oh.
Yep.
Hot wing sauce.
I just messaged you in the Restream chat.
Ooh, a Forbes link.
Forbes is very, it's covered by the business world. So, yeah, this was sort of them saying like, hey, nothing pairs better than your favorite seltzer and some wings. So we thought we'd go ahead and
combine them.
Wacky flavor. This is in the world of, you know, your Doritos flavored spirits and your KFC rum and all these stunty drinks. It definitely seems it's a stunt, but I thought it was, here's a quote from their marketing director that was a little dorky to me. At Truly, we never take ourselves too seriously, and the creation of Truly Hot Wing Sauce really highlights that. So it's like
marketing speak,
but it's like, you don't have to, you obviously did a funny thing.
Yeah. Commit to the bit.
And just like by saying like we have a sense of humor about ourselves means like you don't have a sense of humor. You need to say that. And predictably, I said, hey, is this a real product? Can I buy some? I followed the link and they were sold out. So it's a limited drop to make a little splash.
I bet you they do taste good.
Well, this is a funny quote. I don't know. Who knows?
Or they taste accurate, I bet.
I mean, it'd be weird to be drinking. Right. You know, there's so many spicy drinks, right? Like in this moment, you would go into any cocktail bar and assume that there is some sort of jalapeno infused cocktail. There's or something with a tajin rim or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense for the
the tahini martinis doing that.
I've heard that.
Tahini, yes.
Tahini.
Yes.
You forgot. Oh, right. Tahini, we can't. Is this
sesame? We don't do that. Yeah.
Good. And also the tahini had no tahini in the actual drink. It just rimmed the rim.
Righto. It was a rim. Right. Well, it was a rim job, and I'm not talking about what you two are usually the types of videos you watch online, I'm sure.
Types of videos.
Just the types, yeah.
Types of videos you two watch. That's YouTube watch. Oh, I want to say something at the end of this Forbes article. I'm just reading the last sentence. The Truly people said, we wanted to help our fans keep it light by lightening up both the big game conversation and the watch party by giving drinkers a one sip shop for their day, their game day celebrations. Conversation, like what? What are you talking about?
They're
keep
just
it light
not
and
able
keep
to,
the conversation light.
Do the weird thing and then let other people bring that reaction to it. Telling us like, hey, it's a conversation starter at your boring party.
It's like a party that's going to get this stuff is not going to have people who are like so intense they need lightening up.
Yeah.
No. Also, they made 30 cases and they sent them to like William Morris Agency. Like, that's not a thing that is out there in the world. People aren't sipping that, talking about it. Damn. Come on.
That thing you said, Mike, about the types of videos that me and Jeff like to watch reminded me of. I think I sent you guys a really funny Norm MacDonald clip from Politically Incorrect. Did you watch that where he's like, he was talking about watching porno movies he's kind of doing his classic bit of like, it's weird when you're watching a porno movie, like it seems really interesting. Then it reaches a point where I lose all interest. But he then had a thing. It was like, you know what? I rented one of these movies. It was totally different. It was a gay porno movie. Have you seen one of these things are terrible. It's almost every one of them I've seen is two men having sex.
I haven't seen one good one.
Yeah. So I like him watching like as a straight guy, incredulously being like, oh, one of these will be good.
Is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
That's
wait,
it for booze.
Wait, no, wait.
Whoa.
Wait.
Yo.
Yeah, okay.
Hold the phone.
Tim's all like, wait. And Jeff and I are like, what?
We're like, what?
You guys are like, what?
The f-?
I'm really like, what?
Do you remember recently on Booze News, I talked about how the slopheads on our Discord server had done a bracket to choose best, their favorite Sloppy Boy song, the best Sloppy Boy song of all time. And it was like a whole month long bracket.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask what were some of the other ones were.
That I don't know, Mike, but they did another bracket to choose the best Sloppy Boys album.
Mm.
Oh. Ooh.
And guess what won?
I know it, so I'll let Hanford guess.
I'm
going to
guess. Jeez, I don't know. I think the first one, probably.
Album 2, Dancing on the Wind, was the winner.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get it. It's the longest one. It's the sprawling genre hopper. It's the Sloppy Boys spreading their wings and flying.
Mm-hmm. And fly we did.
I feel like I've got more, maybe there's bangers on other albums that I like more.
Yeah.
But I also, I feel like as a whole listening experience, I think the Slops made some good choosing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good, we've talked about this before, but we got to grab some of those songs out of these old albums and play them
live.
Play them live.
Live.
You want to rock the house?
That could be good.
You know, we're playing Chicago and Milwaukee in April. It's announced. Tickets available.
I know. Those things are flying off the shelves, too, actually. Like
tickets available.
We're playing moving. Beat Kitchen in Chicago twice, and we're playing Cactus Club in Milwaukee.
Once.
Once. And early in the evening, and we got to get out of there.
Hey, I have an announcement also.
What? Oh, wow.
How about this? Those of you folks who are, maybe they are on the fence about the Patreon. I don't know. I don't know if I want all those ad-free episodes. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're already a patron, but you're a slophead. You want to jump up a tier to the big money hustler tier. That's where you get the ad-free. You might have been thinking, well, they didn't offer ad-free episodes until episode 38, so I don't get one through 37 with ad-free, so I'm going to maybe hold a beat. Well, now all episodes are available ad-free on Patreon.com. How about that?
Whoa, that's nice.
If you want to go listen to episode 5, The Cosmopolitan, no ads. You want to listen to episode 11, Mimosa, no ads.
Damn. Ooh, we did a Sex and the City quiz at that Cosmo one.
Sure did,
yeah,
Mike.
That was a film. I remember that. Oh, go listen to that, folks. It was a quiz.
It was a quiz back when we did them all the time. Have you guys ever listened to an old episode lately?
No.
They sound weird.
Really?
Why? The audio sounds weird?
Still, we're just kind of finding our footing. No.
It's just like us, how we communicate with each other.
Three guys
Hello?
Being like,
are we recording? Hello?
Sorry, we have a podcast. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's very funny because I also remember, I feel like the first episode was heavily edited. I remember listening to it and being like, okay, Jeff, I have a list of 53 cuts I'd like you to make.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, that was the approach. It was like, I remember telling you guys, like, guys, I mean, like, yeah, we'll edit this, but it's not a stand-up special.
Right. But there was a lot of like, okay, what are we doing next?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Jeff, since then, I feel like you're the snippiest guy of us all. I feel like I got it locked. I got that out of my system week one, and now I'm like, cool, man, whatever. Give the people raw, unfiltered tea, man.
Okay.
And then here's you. No. Everything must be just so. Filter the tea, man.
Filter him down. Filter him way down.
down to nothing, and then that's will be king.
Down to
king
a nub.
Jeff, I like the sound of that.
Finally, I shall have my day.
I like trying that on.
Wait. We were just talking about March. I'm going to be out there soon.
Yeah, baby. Oh,
the hand then cometh?
But did we say March, or maybe I'm just thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, we got to figure
we're
out
some
good.
We're going big for St. Paddy's Day. We're going to do some chug barf.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
A little Technicolor Yawn, green edition.
Ooh.
green edition. Green only.
Grun only. Oh shit, stop. I gotta get the fucking drink of the day up, the recipe up, so I can tell you what it is.
Well, hold on. First, we need to wrap up booze news.
Please. Oh, God.
Mike, take it away.
All right. Now, are you two ready to talk about the drink of the day?
Sure.
I am. I wore a shirt on theme.
I saw that. That's nice. I wore a blue shirt, and Jeff wore a cool color because it's going to be hot, so we got to cool it down.
I was thinking that. My shirt's really hot, and these guys are cooling it down. Yeah,
we want the drink to be cooled down. Anyway, this drink of the day today is, I don't know how else to say this, it is one of the hottest drinks, both temperature-wise and popularity-wise in the world. This drink, you can't swing a cat without seeing this drink. And it's called the Spicy 50. You've heard?
No.
You haven't heard, but it's one of the most popular drinks out there.
I've been living under a rock, I guess.
Everyone's drinking the Spicy 50. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wow, Mike, you're a veritable authority on this drink. I can't wait to hear what else I can learn.
Well, the joke
here, we can see from the lights flicker on your face. You did that build up, and now when it's time to actually talk about the drink, you're opening up a Wikipedia page.
No. First, it's a difference guide, and I have some notes written down.
Okay, wow. This guy went to the library.
Spicy 50, invented by Salvatore Calabresi. We've heard of this guy before, yes? I can't remember what
he's
called.
Well, Calabresi is those red, little red peppers in Italian food, so this guy is the guy for the job. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it was invented in his bar, which was called 50 in London, England.
Oh.
But it was influenced by a restaurant called Rama, a Michelin-star restaurant that had a lot of spicy foods in it. So he made this drink in 2004/5, around that era.
Mm.
And around the same time, I guess, like a lot of, well, let me tell you what's
Indie Sleaze. Go ahead.
It was Indie Sleaze time, but let me tell you what's in the drink so then I can talk freely about it. 50 milliliters vanilla vodka.
Oh, we're jumping right in.
Yeah, we'll go back to the other stuff, but I just want
we got to circle back to Indie Sleaze.
Yes, we will. 50 milliliters. Well, this is called, they call it on the IBA vodka vanilla. So that's just an IBA thing, I guess. 15 milliliters elderflower cordial.
Right.
15 milliliter fresh lime juice, 10 milliliters honey syrup. This says Monin honey syrup. I don't know what that is.
That's just a brand name.
Two thin slices of red chili pepper. Method, pour all ingredients into the cocktail shaker. Shake well with ice. Double strain into a chilled cocktail glass. Garnish with a red chili pepper.
So you said lime juice. Well, I've never heard you say lime juice before. That's
weird. I know. I wanted to keep it clean for the new listeners.
Okay, because typically it would be a joie de lime.
I've been told I've got to stick with the King's English.
Stick to the sheet, Mike.
Yeah, King Jeff told me I couldn't do that anymore. He took me aside.
No nonsense.
Do you guys know what honey syrup is?
Yeah.
Half water, half honey.
I think I saw two parts honey, one part water. But
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, extra
it's
honey.
A little bit of water. So anyway, this drink around this time, 2005, a lot of drinks like vanilla and elderflower and chili was kind of popular. And there were other drinks that came out around this time called the Fuego Manzana number 2. That, since I'm taking Spanish classes on Duolingo, that's the fire apple. Manzana's apple.
Okay.
And then the porn star martini was happening around this time. And then this other one called Mizo.
Wait, which what's is, that? What's the porn star martini?
Let's see. It's vanilla vodka based. I've just got to click the link.
I think it's a martini, but you drink it out of your ass.
Passion fruit, vanilla vodka, passion fruit liquor, vanilla sugar, lime juice, and champagne.
Ooh.
Yeah. But this other drink called the Mizo, which was invented somewhere else in England by a bartender named Miles Cunliffe. Miles Cunliffe at the Browns Bar. He invented this drink called Mizo, M-Y-Z-O. And I think the difference is he uses lemon juice instead of lime juice. Or some. There's another one, too, where they use... Oh, it's probably the Fuego Manzana. They use apple liqueur rather than the elderflower. So, like, these all are kind of coming out at the same time. So, this is like a hot drink, like, flavor profile to be doing at this time.
Yeah.
And there's, like... It's kind of like, parallel thinking, I think. Like, I don't think Calabresi stole this idea, but, like, it kind of was happening at the same time. And he said in his 2015 classic cocktails book, it's one of my best-selling cocktails, one of my most famous drinks, and a modern classic in its own right.
He can't say that about himself.
He did.
You know, I was thinking our podcast is sort of an all-timer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's celebrated in its own right.
So interesting to know that the restaurant is called, the bar was called 50, because I thought that was, there's a martini called the 50-50 when you have 50% vermouth, and this is not that. And I mean, I'm curious. Look, fucking vanilla?
Yeah.
Odd.
Very odd. It feels very 2005. That feels very like Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Like calling something the porn star, Like that was
like Ed Hardy, like, Pinkberry.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I party like a rock star.
Yeah. You're a rock star.
Oh, I saw that. Where was it? There was like a bar in Los Feliz or something that was like hiring, but there's people, somebody sent it to me. This sign was like rock stars wanted. And it was like, people were going to kick ass for us. It was like, just pay more money.
I mean, that's like super cliche now, right? Like there was a Super Bowl commercial about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I still think it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Trying to think if there was did you guys get peppers? I was not able to find those skinny little chili peppers, but I got, I think they might be habanero peppers. They're going to be hot.
Yeah. I saw a bunch. Like there were Thai peppers. I went to Albertsons. Yeah. I saw my jalapenos. I know what a jalapeno looks like. And then there were red jalapenos, not labeled. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in my head, that's what a chili pepper looks like. But there are so many peppers in the world. I thought that I could be wrong. So I sent you guys a picture of one of my hands saying, is this a chili pepper? And you both said yes. So I'm pretty happy with it.
Jeff, I had been to that same rack at that same supermarket before you. And I also noticed it was unlabeled. And I looked down at my shirt and said, well, these are chili peppers. That's what those look like. And here's a crazy thing. I only learned recently, our good friend, Robert Olguin, director of our documentary, Blood, Sweat and Beers. Jeez. He comes from a chili pepper family down there in West Texas.
Oh, he's a Ketus.
Yes, he's a Ketus. As they say, Ketus. If you grow up in the agriculture industry. He was like, my parents grew chili peppers. And I was like, red or green? And he was like, I was like, red or green? And he's like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, it's the same pepper. I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, it's green until it turns red. So, you know, my beloved, like, enchiladas, when I'm saying, I'll have the green ones, I'll have the red ones. They'll give me Christmas style, which half green, half red. Those sauces are made from the same pepper harvested at two different times.
So is the taste different?
The taste has got to be different.
Very though. Different.
Oh, yes.
Interesting.
Also, a lot of times the red chilies are then dried, so they have that kind of dried. Mm. The green ones are zippy, more of a chlorophyll vibe.
Yeah, right.
You know the red pepper, when people take those peppers and dry them out and then put them in like a glass with olive oil, and it's like more of a decorative piece. There's like a bunch of crap in a jar.
Yeah.
I hate those things.
You don't like them?
No, I don't like going into someone's house and they've got those in a jar.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks good.
Okay, well, I was thinking about doing those, so you might want to steer clear of my place.
I just say no, because I'm going to come there in March. Either do them after March or just don't do them.
I just won't do them. Mike, is your habanero, is it orange, small and round?
I've got an orange one and a red one.
Okay, small and round.
Here's what I want. Yeah, pretty.
Should we look at them before we make them? Or?
I trust it. But, well, my question is then, I do not have elderflower cordial. I said, I've got Saint Germain elderflower liqueur. I Googled, I said, is Saint Germain the same thing as elderflower cordial? Google said, no. Elderflower cordial is non-alcoholic. It's a sugary syrup made from elderflower.
I saw that, but then also I went to Topline and the guy said, cordial is liqueur. Cordial is low proof. Even though I came across the same search result you did, Timmy, I was seeing there's syrup, but that's non-alcoholic, but they call that syrup.
Right.
Cordial is liqueur. They're interchangeable.
But there was a cordial, I want to say like a month ago on this very pod, there was some drink that I'll look when I go in my kitchen now, I have the bottle, Jeff, if there was like some cordial that you found, I want to say a top line that was just like a syrup for something. So I mean, maybe both drinks give you a sort of cordial feeling. And if you're, you're a cordial person, you would pour someone one of these drinks, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it cherry cordial? What was it?
It's not Calpe cordial.
No, it's not a Calpe cordial.
It was a hibiscus or something like that? Or like
something else? Sunflower. No, not sunflower. The tea one.
Chamomile.
In
the Vento.
The Vento. Oh, right, that right, drink. Right. God.
But you found that. You found chamomile cordial. I made chamomile tea with like sugar in it or something, and you found the actual shit.
Look, I think it's going to be a better drink with Saint Germain anyway. I couldn't find the syrup. I just found knockoff Saint Germain. So mine's also the same proof as that. It's like 40 proof.
I love it. I also loved it already. This is one of these episodes where any bartenders listening or anyone that knows anything about booze is yelling at their phone right now. And they're so pissed. And we're saying, hey, you don't like the slop? Don't come to the sloppy boys. You know what I'm saying?
Don't come to the shop. I got De Kuyper elderflower.
De Kuyper.
Great.
Here's what I want to bring up to you guys. It doesn't say it in the IBA method, but in the Difford's guide method, it says to take the chilies and muddle them before you add everything else.
Oh, which my I God. Might
do, because like a chili is got like a hard, you gotta get those seeds out somehow.
And you gotta get the oils. You gotta express those oils.
I might cut mine like in half and then do a quick muddle and then.
Jeez.
If you cut it in half, are you going to carve out the white part and the seeds, just leaving pepper?
No, I just want to cut it open so the seeds and stuff can be hit by the musher.
when you put in your slices of, because it says two slices of pepper.
Yeah.
You doing like discs, cutting it like a carrot? Or are you?
Oh, yeah, two thin slices.
How much are you putting in? What is a thin slice? Thin slice the long way?
Oh, that's interesting, what? Jeff. Yeah.
I might put in rings. You know how sometimes you see like jalapeno rings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get that white stuff in there. Get those seeds in there too.
Yeah. Damn. This is a weird one. Spicy 50. What do you predict you two? You think you're going to like it or not?
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to dislike this just because elderflower, vanilla, chili sounds a little creepy to me, but at the same time, you're talking to the guy who pretty much likes every drink we've ever done on the podcast and is a total pushover with taste. Yeah.
And me, good. I'm going in with optimism and love.
Good. Right. So you have an open heart and I'm sort of closed off to the world.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the vanilla vodka. That's going to be a good taste for me.
That's good. All right. You want to get into it?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we're going to go make these drinks. You listen to the ads and we'll be right back after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
We're back. Spicy 50s in hand.
Oh yeah,
let's see him. Mike with that orange habanero.
Yeah. Big fat boy. Ooh, nice.
I like the little bit of color the drink gets from the the honey and the pepper.
Hey, check out my tasteful little disc just floating.
Just so.
You know what? I see you got a lot of stuff in there, Jeff. I didn't double strain either.
Single strain over here. A lot of muck.
I single strained, but then I didn't shake it when I was turning it upside down. I just poured it gingerly.
You know what? Remember we were talking about cutting it up or not cutting it up or muddling it? I think the cutting it is in place of the muddling. Because if you're cutting, you've already opened up you've gotten through the skin.
And if you're shaking it, the cubes are muddling.
Yeah, right. So the muddling is somewhat of an unnecessary step.
Mike, the only thing you're muddling is this podcast conversation.
Sips, please. Can we get to the sips?
Thank you. I need to de-stress.
Whoa.
You know what? I am going to double strain this because I just got a mouthful of seeds and I did not like it.
This is hot.
Yeah.
Mine is hot.
So how much did you put in? Because I just did like
two slices.
But like a pickle chip? You know, a pickle chip.
It said thin slices. So I cut them as thin as I could. Yeah.
But like a log, or did you do like strips?
Wheels.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that much spice.
I'm getting a lot of spice, and I kind of like it bouncing off of that
cool vanilla.
I took a little sip of the absolute vanilla on the way in, and I was like, this is nice for something else. but then now that I'm having this, it's nice for this. What the fuck?
I like that you have the whole back half of a chili pepper just perched on that rim.
Yeah. Ooh, this is interesting. Timmy likey. The elderflower and the vanilla and the honey are like make it a smooth thing. But then
I forgot about that honey. Yeah,
zing pow, pachow, very hot.
Because it's very much, because it's very much vanilla vodka. Like it is predominantly vanilla vodka. The rest of it is just like 10 mil, 15 mil, and then you get 50 of that vanilla vodka.
Ooh, yeah. I think taking the seeds out was very good.
Yeah, I should have double strained.
Did you try that vanilla just on its own? Vanilla vodka on its own? It's weird.
I liked it. Do you know what brand you have?
Absolute.
Me too. Same. I liked it. Well, flavored vodkas are funny in general, right? Because we don't really fuck with them, but at every bar, look along the back wall, they either have a whole lineup of Stoli or a whole lineup of Smirnoff or a whole lineup of Absolute. Absolutely. But pretty much every bar does have like six different flavors of vodka. And they're mainly just for shots, like kind of like sorority girl shots. And I'm always sort of perplexed at who orders those. But we had a funny night in New York after we played a show at Chelsea Music Hall. Celebrity bartender Jack Schramm, he recommend, I forget the name of this place, but it was sort of like a very much a frat boy bar.
Yeah, what was it called?
Nearby. And we were like, Jack, we're playing a show in New York and we want something nearby, like where we could tell of our friends to meet up. And it doesn't have to be like a fancy cocktail bar. It can be just a party place. And he was like, well, here's this bar, and it's New York's number one purveyor of orange Stoli. And we were like, okay, we'll do that. And then when I got there, I talked it up to everyone. I was like, you know, it's New York City's number one purveyor of orange Stoli. We got there. We had like some comedy friends there that I was trying to show off for. And I was like, hey, here we go. Everybody come up to the bar. Round of Stoli orange on me. And then the bartender was like, we sold out. And it was like, oh my God.
You're the number one purveyor. You're sold out.
Like they sold out because it is like their most famous drink.
Does purveyor just mean they sell it?
Yeah, seller. Yeah, okay. And then we walked up the street to a different bar and they had like orange something else, and then they ran out. But so then I was buying the Dear Blanca boys. I was buying them watermelon Smirnoff shots.
Oh yeah, like, yeah.
Just trying to stay on brand. What's the closest?
It was like we were
thing?
At a different bar where we wanted orange, but we can't get that here. So it was like I could have just bought people what they wanted to drink.
We had to buy Citrone vodka for something.
Yeah.
It was the Cosmo. And that was nice to have around the house.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to enjoy this vodka.
A lemon vodka? Mm. Ooh. Mm. I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of this vanilla, though. I'm not going to be making spicy 50s all week. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you, with the spicy 50 here, I can already, like, I shouldn't have put so much pepper in it.
Yeah.
I took a whole pepper. It, like, the two little cuts are probably a good idea because this is so, I'm like just drinking
pepper oil
and I'm gonna puke.
And like different peppers are gonna make a big difference. You can't just swap out one pepper for another like this.
Habanero is hotter than chili for sure. Yeah.
And my lips are like tingling.
This is hot for me, and but I do like the chili peppers are sort of like a, it's not really a pain, it's a breathy hot, but but it's pretty, it's up there. That's a hot drink.
Ooh, should we talk a little bit about where we are with the IBA? Because there's been some discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
People have made, somebody made a list for us that was like things we haven't done yet. The White Russian was on there or the Black Russian? We did one or the other.
We saw that the Black Russian was on the list and we were like, well, nobody really drinks those. Let's do the more recognizable White Russian.
And I think, yeah, and the Black Russian is just like not including, like, we don't need to do that one again.
Well, even, I mean, the IBA cocktail list did even say it was the Black Russian, and then a choice on the recipe said, add heavy cream for a White Russian. I personally wouldn't mind doing an episode of the Black Russian because I've never had one and I'm intrigued, but I'm not going to force the issue.
Okay. Then daiquiri, we did the
Hemingway
daiquiri, but not a... Is it just a straight daiquiri? I
guess right, and we've done Planter's Punch. We've done
We've done a lot of rum lime stuff.
What was the Brazilian one that has cachaça in it? Caipirinha.
Mm-hmm.
We did grog on Doughboys. We've danced around daiquiri a lot, but we haven't just done the OG lime sugar rum.
That could be a good ender.
Could be a very good ender.
And then that must be, that's an old IBA. Okay. So we probably have like three left then.
What are the other ones?
What was that list?
Was the one that was like called Kanchancharan?
Yeah, that one we haven't done yet.
Kachanchara.
And that one has some fancy ingredients, right? It tends to be ones that felt like inaccessible to us, we kicked the can on and now we're left with the odds and sods.
Okay, so we're left with Kanchanchara, Black Russian, and daiquiri if we want to do Black Russian and daiquiri again.
It might be nice to do daiquiri next to Kanchanchara because it is also... lime. Oh, what's Cuban aguardiente?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
And then honey and water.
Oh,
we got the honey.
Well, they're all limey, those two.
And how do you guys feel about doing a Black Russian episode? Not worth it.
I'm into it. Why not? What else would you
do? Yeah, let's do it and just get this done with. I don't want any asterisks next to this thing. Let's just be done.
I don't want to be looking over my shoulder the rest of my goddamn life.
I just want to do these fun drinks you guys have been talking about.
Now, I also had made a note of some fun drinks that I want to do. You know what's just one in life that I've been like, oh, I can't believe we haven't done that on the show.
What?
Mudslide.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that was, I was thinking that would be in this like next round of like kooky drinks.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a wacky fern bar drink that is on, you know, we've talked about the Venice Room menu in Monterey Park.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could call, once we conquer the IBA and we venture beyond the comfort of this list, we should do a whole series, maybe like a half year, and call it The Sloppy Boys, Kshing! Dark Ages. And we do like, all the 80s Dark Ages weird ones.
Ooh, that's fun.
But it's got like a medieval dangerous quality.
Like it's a different season of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a spin-off.
And we're each holding a lance.
Yeah, it's like that Daniel Radcliffe show that keeps coming back different and weird. Miracle Workers on TBS.
That's maybe not the best reference point for us. I don't like it when a podcast is like, what is this long title? You're doing a whole thing. Like, we should talk about it on the show.
You don't like Rockdoberfest?
I'm thinking of, I love, you ever listen to You Must Remember This?
Mm-mm.
You've talked about it, but no, I haven't heard.
It's like an old Hollywood history podcast. Very, very well done, and I love it. But sometimes you're like, ooh, what's this week's episode? And it's like, The Manson Family Part 7, or like you're in the middle of a whole thing, and I'm like, I want to dabble. I want to pop in, pop out.
I want to dabble with the Scrabble, baby.
Yeah.
But also, there's a drink that is already, there was a viral video of a drink called the Batanga, which is tequila and Coke. And it's I saw like one viral video of it, then a second one, and then now I'm seeing on like bartender meme accounts, I'm seeing like grumpy memes about the drink. There have been people say the drink of the year is this, but it's really, you know, like charging $14 when a Batanga, when you could get a tequila and Coke for $4 or that type of thing. So we should have the Batanga.
Yeah, that's good. And hey, we got to add porn star martini onto that list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that in the new. It's a hot drink.
Jeff, you mentioned Dark Ages, and we know that's 70s, 80s sweet, sweet drinks that kind of like spun off from Fern Bars and Sex on the Beach and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would also love the Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Ryan Seacrest, 2000s. Yeah. WeHo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Appletini.
Yes. And then also we mentioned Indy Sleaze. What were they drinking? Probably just cans of PBR.
Pabst. Yeah.
Yeah. Beers. This is very good. You know, I think we can end this before I come out to LA. I think we could probably wrap up the IBA over Zoom here, and then I'll come out there and we'll do the thing.
That'll be good. And we'll have something nice when you come out, like something a little bit more like participatory.
Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe we do shot, maybe mudslide shots.
Ooh.
Go to Neil's house and have him and Fran do it with us. Yeah. Just turn it into
mess up his
party.
Backyard.
I don't think a mudslide is a shot. I think you have a big, huge, chocolatey mudslide in your hand, like a TGI Fridays. But we should go to TGI Fridays.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we'll go to Venice Room. We'll do it.
All right. Well, for now, would you change anything about the Spicy 50?
Yeah, the spice. I definitely would just do like two little slices of pepper. Folks, this is important. Don't just put a whole pepper in there. It's crazy to do
habanero
that.
Pepper.
Yes, sir.
I actually don't have any tweaks. I think
it is what it is.
It's well balanced. Like it's very vanilla forward, but I like that the lime is disappearing into it, doing its job. The honey is disappearing into it, doing its job. Yeah. Elderflower. If I think about it, I catch a little bitterness. I think it's, if it's meant to be this vanilla-y, I'm cool with it, so I don't have any tweaks.
It's meant to be, too.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
You know what's good for this absolute vanilla? Vodka and put Coke with it.
Oh.
That'd be good.
Interesting, because vodka diet has become a drink, and Taylor Swift was drinking it. A lot of skinny actresses drink it, but vanilla vodka and diet.
Opulent. Ooh, that's nice. Reminds me of the Coke Freestyle machine at AMC Theaters.
Yeah. I had a terrible experience with one of those recently.
I just had a can of Cherry Coke Zero, and it was so good. And even though it was Zero, it was still packed with cherry flavor.
I got to do this Zero. I've never had one before.
It's good.
I stay away from diet because it doesn't taste the same.
Well, Diet Coke has that aspartame taste, and a lot of Diet Coke drinkers like that chemical taste.
Yeah.
Coke Zero kind of just tastes like Coke. You can tell you're not drinking a bunch of sugar. Like, it's not as like grating on the teeth or as heavy or as cloying, but it doesn't add a new, it's maybe a little emptier than Coke, but it doesn't add a new strange taste.
That's the word, because like it does taste like Coke at first blush. And then 2 seconds go by and you go, huh, no taste at all.
Where was it?
That's no taste at all.
It's like disappearing ink. Wow. All right, folks, we're going to go take a little break. I think I might make another one of these.
You finish yours. I there's no way I can drink this.
Well, it was such a small yield.
If I drink like all this chili oil, I'm going to like not be able to sleep.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Mike, you got to take the break either way. We got to play the ads.
I know. What will I get instead? Maybe I'll make something out of this vodka vanilla.
Mike, wow us.
I will. I'll see. Ooh, yeah. I'll go to my drink cart here and see what I can scroll. Ooh, wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I'm going to try something. I'll be back.
All right. When we come back, Hanford's mystery drink at round two. And our final thoughts on the Spicy 50. Bye, folks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with Spicy 50 Final Thoughts. This is an order again from the J-Man.
O-O-A-O-A-O-A-O-A-2
for me, I It's very good, very hot. But now I did something a little different here.
What do you
Ooh,
got?
Ooh, yeah. I did.
Ooh, yeah.
The vodka. I did the honey. I did a little squeeze of lime and added 15 milliliters of Fireball.
Fireball.
Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. He likes it so much better.
I don't know.
That's good. I probably could do without the lime, but honey and vodka and Fireball?
I don't know, man.
You don't know. Exactly. You don't know.
I don't know because I haven't had. I'm not an authority. I can't say.
Ooh, that's a good drink. I might have to coin that.
Tim, your thoughts, please. Submit them.
He's Nao.
Love this drink. Pleasantly surprised. Love the heat in the breath. Like the sweet and the vanilla with the spicy. You do a lot of, there's a lot of spicy drinks that are tequila or mezcal based that go one sort of direction. You know, your jalapeno cocktail on every menu, but this is doing a whole different thing. Sweet, silky, smooth,
yeah,
with spice. I love it. That's an order again. And then I also just poured myself some of this absolute vodka on the rocks.
Me too. But hey, check it out. We got some floaters in there, some chilies.
Oh, you dog.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Jeff.
I wish I had some Coke to go on top of this. Just drinking on the rocks is a little weird, but.
Ooh, yeah, agreed.
Tastes like cotton candy. Tastes like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tastes like Cardi B whip shots, but ooh, it does fit in. If Indie Sleaze is, we're talking 2004, like slimy indie rock kids in Silver Lake and Williamsburg, what is the word I'm talking about of Sunset Boulevard, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, E! News Daily tabloid era? Is there's no word for that, is there?
I don't know, Jeff. Jeff, you said Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
That's another. That's just the same era,
Entourage,
right?
Entourage era, maybe.
Entourage era, very
Von
good.
Dutch hats.
Von Dutch.
These are the competing things. Like when we were in college and coming out of college, it was like, and I was like an indie rock kid. It was like the cool shit that I was into was like indie was the word for it. And then the mainstream was like Frosted Tips. Ryan Seacrest. Yep. It felt so, I mean, maybe
the Starbucks milkshake thing with the big whipped cream on the top.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just very funny that when you're 20, you feel the need to define yourself as one thing or the other. So I didn't like pick and choose. I was like, no way, man. I watch indie film, listen to indie music.
But Tim, but
like,
you did wear sweatpants that said pink on the butt.
That was my one thing, my one indulgence. And I danced like Kevin Federline.
I think like the indie sleaze, like that's a, that was like a subgenre or something of people, I guess. But I think what we're talking about is just trendy. That's like the trend.
Right. But that exact, like, cause I know indie sleaze was not a word that I used when it was happening.
I've only heard it from you two in the past, like 3 weeks.
It's because it's an Instagram account that I follow, but the word did come from, there was like a blog back in the day called Indie Sleaze, but there were a lot of blogs and there were a lot of,
still are. Yeah.
You could, instead of calling it indie sleaze, there's like 10 other options that you could go by, but I don't know.
Alternative grime. But
yeah, that's great. Great Absolutely. Job.
Thank you.
It's funny, just you don't, I guess you don't really need words for the mainstream thing when it is like jeans and frosted tips and that type of.
There's some great. I just searched indie sleaze on Wikipedia and it's like there's all the buzzwords you're looking for. Amateur flash photography, right. Sideswept bangs, high top Converse.
Yeah,
man.
And we've talked about how when we were like our first minutes in LA, how funny, like I was into the music of the indie sleaze side of things, but Saturday night would come around. I'd be like, guys, let's take a taxi cab down to Dublin's, which is like, or like Miyagi's, like to like chain bars in West Hollywood that were so uncool. Yeah. Like, let's go to the Laugh Factory and see Dane Cook.
Barney's Beanery.
Everyone was getting these drinks and we were getting beers.
Yeah.
Losers.
The whole scene was happening in Silver Lake and we didn't know what that was.
No idea.
Damn. I feel like I still don't even know what's going on in Silver Lake.
I'll head out there now and I'm in Los Feliz, so I'll do a quick walk down there and Mike, I'll text you what I see.
It's one of those things, I go there and it's like, all right, I'm going to Los Feliz or I'm going to Silver Lake, and I get out of my car and everyone's all of a sudden hands in their pockets, they're not looking at me. It's like, oh no, this isn't cool, this isn't fun here. Just you should probably go over to like Santa Monica, it's fun over there for you. Oh, okay.
My thing is, if Silver Lake was the cool east side hipster town, Silver Lake and like Echo Park back in the day, but then as the city's gotten more expensive, those kids are kind of pushed out of town, and now Highland Park is right. That like South the Pasadena. Silver Lake is the city for rich people. Highland Park is the cool shit. If we keep pushing east, there's going to be a moment when we got to kind of hop the Mississippi River. That's going to be sort of weird.
That'll be act three. We got to hop the Mississippi. It's like a gold rush in reverse. We're going east.
There needs to be like a down on its luck town right up on the riverbanks. And then some like artists, like gay artists move there because it's cheap and they make it cool with their cool art. Mm-hmm. And then you have a flood of indie trust fund kids who are gentrifying it. And then the big corporations come in trying to make the coffee shops, and then you hop the river. Psh.
Well, maybe in the river there's like, you know, toads and lizards with tattoos, and they got lo-fi sounding guitars and stuff. I'd move there. Sit on a log, listen to a couple frogs play indie rock.
Wait, what are you listening to these days, man? I'm listening to this fucking toad, man.
Toad the Woods rocking? Yeah.
Well, he is wet.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, you go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Slap down the five and get the bonus, the good show, The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we talk about the likes of, what was it this week? The Greatest Night in Pop.
The behind-the-scenes documentary on the We Are the World song.
Great episode, dudes.
Great really time, good. Great drink. We got a new drink on the horizon here. It was good.
Yeah.
We like it.
And folks, be sure to join us every week as we finally track down and conquer the remaining IBA drinks.
We got in the crosshairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, the spicy 50 getting to the old. We're going to take it down.
Three more drinks. Three more episodes of this terrible, terrible menu. And then we move on to some fun stuff.
Some greener pastures. All right.
Yeah. The daiquiri is like, that's going to be a good one.
The daiquiri. That's like the final boss. So that's Bowser.
And that's one that it's when we say, have you heard? I mean, we're like, yes, we've had these fuckers. They're great. That's fun.
And it's a simple one. It's nice. You know, when, like in Ratatouille, he's like, oh, you've got to make this, this, and this for this guy. No, we're going to make the simple ratatouille.
And you know what? It's a sour. You know, it's rum. It's simple syrup. It's lime. It's like comes from in the tradition of the daisy and the margarita, the daiquiri.
Storied, yeah.
In the story tradition of the daisy comes.
It's distinct, traditional.
Is there a drink called the daisy? Do we make the daisy?
We haven't done it. The daisy. We talked about it in the margarita episode, but the daisy is the cocktail that invented the sour. The formula.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
There's a brandy daisy. Ooh. Okay.
There's a princess daisy.
Stop.
Well, wait a minute.
Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke.
Daisy Dukes.
Hey, you know what we should do around May 4th?
The Daisy Duck.
May the 4th.
Yeah. We should find some Star Wars cocktails. I bet there's people who try to make like the Moe's Cantina stuff.
There's a Star Wars bar in LA, like an off brand one.
Yes, Scum and Villainy, it's called.
But then, does Disney have a legit one?
Yeah. Yoda's hole.
Yoda's green hole.
Maybe we do some Star Wars bars when Hanford's out here.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go to a theme bar. Maybe something like one of those the Austin Powers ones we went to.
Man, okay, we the Austin Powers one I think was good. But who went to the Beetlejuice bar? Was that just
I went to the Beetlejuice?
Oh my god, it was
terrible. Awful. But like we should find something like that because it wasn't a Beetlejuice bar. It was a Tim Burton.
It was loosely Tim Burton. It was like they build it as a Beetlejuice bar, and then the Joker gives you the play by play in like the elevator on the way down, and he's doing
there's a lot of Nightmare Before Christmas stuff.
Everywhere. He was dressed as the Heath Ledger Joker, but doing a Jack Nicholson voice, and then when you get down there, you're seeing all this Nightmare Before Christmas shit. It was all over the place.
Give me the beat, man.
All right,
give me the beat, man, and free my soul.
Bye, folks. See you next week.
Peace out to all.
Bye, folks.